Because they love Yehuda Vayomer, be Adonai. Vayomer, be Adonai. And Yehuda stepped forward and he said, if you please, my master, Yidabra Na'abdu Chadabra Ozme Adonai, Val Yichar Abcha B'Yavdecha Kichamoycha Kifara. So Rashi says, Val Yichar Abcha, Mikana Tolome Shedibrei Lov Koshes. From here you see that Yehuda spoke stark with them. Like the Medrash says, he was ready to wage a war against them. So, Rosh Shwab, the mind base Hashem, he says, you learn this parasha, it's a pella. He says, before this, Mamash right before this parasha over here, Yehuda says, we're going to be avodim. He spoke with tremendous hachno, he was Mamash lowering himself. All of a sudden, he says, you are stark, how dare you take him? Like, what happened here in the middle? So he says he once heard from his Rebbe, he tells the Rosh Yeshiva of Yosef Yehuda Leib Bloch, you see from over here that when a person is makabel on himself achrayus and he remembers his achrayus, that gives inner koichas that he never knew he had before. Taka L'chadchila's first reaction was, they found him with the Geneva, he machmir himself, we're going to sell ourselves to Avodah. But then he remembered Ki Avdechor of Esanar. He remembered that he's Achroi for Binyamin. And when he remembered that Achrayus, he said, that Achrayus instilled in a new koyches and a new boldness and a new courage, and he was willing to face off against Yosef. That's the way the Telzerov, Dalton Telzerov said. And the emes is you find come upon him that people, before they were put into Matzovim of Achrayus, you never knew they had Roshach. Roshach became the Mani Gador. Rav Shach, he sat and learned his whole life. He didn't know the tzura of a matbeya. Didn't know from anything. He became the whole monarch of politics. With a summon that's sitting and learning the base medrash, or Steinman. Nothing. He became the monarch of the Vostok Shad. Because once a person is placed into a matzah of achrayis, that is still, they say, Rabbanon also. Rabbanon was very timid, very bashful. Once he was put into a matzav of achrayis where he had to do the job, so he was infused with new inner koyches, and that's what happened to Yehuda over here. V'lo yochel Yosef l'sapik l'chol ha'mitzav ha'malav. Yosef could no longer contain himself for all those that were standing there. Vayikra, and he called out, "Vayitziu kol lishmei Eloi. Take out everybody from here. All the mitzrim should leave." So Rashi says, he couldn't be soyvul that the Mitzvim should be here and see the embarrassment of his brothers. So Ruchem Lubavitz, Miriam Ashgiach, says a Peladik Gazach over here. We're talking about over here, Yosef can no longer contain himself. And as he carried this whole charade, to the last second where he had to burst out and be mizvada to the brothers. The Afalpi came. The brothers are going to be embarrassed. He waited. In other words, that much, he pushed himself. He pushed himself to the last second. Over Afalpi came. Even though he could no longer contain himself, over on the cheshmer of the brothers, he didn't do it. He waited till everybody else left. So it shows two things. A tremendous sensitivity that even though he himself no longer had the koyches to go weiter, over he would not allow himself to let out his hoida until that's a sensitivity and also a self-control. That he's going beyond this koyches now. That even though the koyches came to the hill, to the final kayak, afal pikein. The Paneach Roza, Sefer Paneach Roza, he writes another reason why Yosef said that they should all leave. Rashi says the reason is, that they shouldn't be embarrassed. The Paneach Roza says the reason is because when they sold Yosef, they put a cherem on anyone that's going to divulge that this happened. They put a cherem, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu was included in this cherem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not Megalat Yaakov Avinu. And Yitzchok Avinu that found out the Ruach HaKadosh, it says, Vayeikoy say Oviv, means Yitzchok was crying over Yaakov's matzav and Yitzchok cannot divulge. So Shalof Yizeh, if Yosef were to say now, Ani Yosef Asher Mechartam, you see, the Mitzvim would find out. Yosef was also included in that have Chayrim. So Mamele Yosef did not want that the Mitzvah should be there. Rishashi was Megal himself to his brothers, and Yosef Hashem Mechartam Yosef. And Yosef said to his brothers, I am Yosef. Ha'oido Bichai. Is my father still alive? So I saw a shot over here from my Rebbe, Rabbi Isaac Osman Zatzal. He has two questions over here. Number one, the famous question. Ani Yosef, ha'oido bichai. Ani Yosef, is my father still alive? He knew very well that his father was alive. That was the whole shackle of the Tariya with the brothers. And Yehuda just told him that if I go back and the Yom is not with me, you see the Nair is not here, but maybe he's going to die. So for Shteitzel, he's still alive. So what's he asking? Ha'oido bichai. That's question number one. Number two, he should have said, Ha'oid Ovi Uchai. Ha'oid Ovi is Mashma, my father, as my special father, that's not also your father. That was the whole problem to begin with, that there was a period between the brothers. And Yosef is trying to be Makar of them to come forward. So if anything, this Loshna, Ha'oid Ovi Chai, is not appropriate over here. What's the pshat? So Raisa Osman says, the Gavaldi pshat. He says the following. Yosef knew his father was alive. That was not the question. He knew that Yaakov was alive. But he wanted to know a different question. His father, he was the miyuchid, the Talmud of his father. Bachakim uloi. Ki ben zekurim uloi, bachakim uloi. He taught him the Torah, Yeshiva, Shem, Ve'Avri. He gave over all of his daily. And he gave it over with Ruach HaKadosh. Yosef was afraid, though, that after all those years that he was away from Yaakov, it was no longer the same Ovi as he was before. He was Ovi because I was Miyuchad, he taught me Torah, and he had Ruach HaKodesh, and he gave me over Torah with Ruach HaKodesh. But if he was broken all these years, is he still that same Ovi that had that same Torah that can relationship with me? Yaakov Tak is alive, but what about Ovi? And you couldn't deny the fact that he was the Bachakim, he was the special one that Yaakov gave over the Torah to. So he wanted to know that Ovi, my father, that I remember with the Ruach HaKodesh and with the Bren, Ha'oid Ovi Chai, that answers both questions. He knew that Yaakov was alive. He wanted to know if Ovi is Chai in that same match with the same Ruach HaKodesh. He didn't mean to exclude the brothers, but he meant to ask them if that same match is still here. And there was a very good mockup for this question, because the emes is that all those years, Yaakov Avinu Taka lost his Ruach HaKodesh, and the emes is and Tugitrof, and it was talking Emesdike kind of a question. It's a Gevaldike Pshat. And now do not be sad. Vayichar Beinechem, don't be angry. Ki mechartam oisihenem. Ki lemichyar shalchani elokim lufnechem. Hashem sent me as a provider before you. And now vayatem shalachtam oisihenem ki elokim. The simple way of understanding this is, it's not so bad what you did, don't worry about it, it's good, everything's fine, turned out okay, don't blame yourself. Yeruchim says, Yeruchim Levavit says, that that's not the right way to look at this. It's not a terrific way of looking at it. Because if the Avla was an Avla, then you can't machadak the Avla. It's not the shayla of the safe was that Yosef was Moichel number like Sholem, it's a shayla about it. But to say, I don't make nothing of it, it's good. That's the wrong way of looking at things. That's not the pshat over here. No, what was Yosef telling them? Yosef was telling them, was, you had nothing to do with this. Atem shalachtam, you had nothing to do with this. It was orchestrated that we have to go down to Mitzrayim. This happened from the Brisbane, I'm sorry. And this was a master plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the way it had to be. So, not the pshat, it's not so bad what you did. You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. Hashem had a plan to bring Yaakov down to its right. Like the Gemara says, the Roy Hoye Yaakov Avinu Lelevit Bishal Shaloy Shal Barza. Yaakov Avinu was Roy to be brought down because, like a Shabi Rashi says, or like captives are taken with chains. The Yeshchus was Goyrim. That he came down with Avoyzeh Shalahava because he was pulled by Yosef. So you didn't do anything over here. This was HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulling the strings. And he l'michya shalachani Hashem. Hashem sent me over here l'michya. It had nothing to do with you. And this is a lesson. You know, we think that we pull the strings and we do everything. The emissary, we do have a kayach habechira and our own personal lives, how to conduct our lives. But ultimately, everything is done by Hashem. I saw everything in my head. There was a, in the times of the Vilna Gaon, there was a yid by the name of Rav Leib Slonimer, who they called Rav Leib HaTzadik, Tzadik God. And his wife was nifter on him. He was already a little bit on in age. He came up with that and saw, what should I look for in this Zivik Shem? He says, because I'll say that if a person lives with the Isha Ra, his ain't a ray of Pnei Gehenna. He's getting on in years already. He's cheshbening, you know. So he goes to the shatkin. He says, I want you to find you woman that she's a rabzonis, she's angry, she's a kamadonis, she's jealous, she's cheap, she's not such a good cook. All the migrants I want. Shatkin is befuddled. He never heard such a request before. Of a retainer shalom zukvaydeh. She comes up with a list of women that have these mitzvahs, quote unquote. And he tells her about this one and about that one. He's not in Gansan impressed. He's not dead enough. She goes to another shatkin and he tells him like this. It's like living in a den with a snake. That's the kind of shidduch that I want. So I say, okay, I'll look around. Shatkin comes back to him. He says, I have exactly what you want. And he describes it, Mamasha Fati. He says, if you want, you can be Mavar with their neighbors, and they'll tell you, Klor, I'll fix mine. So he goes, he's Mavar with the neighbors, and they tell him, Mamish, exactly what he wanted to hear. He says, you know, this is what he's looking for. They read the Shidduch, now things, and he gets married. And the first day he's anticipating, you know, he's going to be screaming, and then, morning, how are you doing everything? It's breakfast set up, Mamish like a king. He thinks to himself, it's the first day, you know, things will go on. It's the first week, and the first month, and another, and Mamish, she treats him like a king, and so polite, and so nice, and he's disappointed. I said, well, what is this? Mamish, so he goes to the shatran. He said, what did you do to me? He said, I asked you to give me your hand, and this is Mamish, what happened? I'm an experienced shatkin. And I know that, you know, a shatkin sometimes has to stick in a little bit of a white lie. And I do that sometimes. But here, can Meyitzayin, I told you the entire truth. I don't understand myself what happened over here. He was curious, the shatkin. She goes to the woman, he says, listen, what happened over here all of a sudden? You know, like, you know, you have a shame of being so-and-so, and that's what he was looking for. As Mama just the opposite. So she says, yeah, he wants me to be not nice to him, and he should have Gan Eden because of that. I don't forget him to have the Gan Eden.
That's why in square they say the Yetzer Hara, the Isha Ra.
What's the moral of the story? A guy can make all the shtadlus in the world. It is by share. If something is basher, not to have Akmas Nefesh, not to have it, you could try and try and try. He said, I'm going to tell you. Yosef was telling them, you have nothing to do with over here. You don't have a yacht over here. Now, you didn't send me here. That's the way of looking at it. Be'gadetem lo'ovias kol kevodi b'mitzrayim. Yosef tells the brothers, you should tell my father, all the covenant in Mitzrayim, that's called Asher Yisem, Maharitam, Eradatam, and Sovihena, hurry my father down here. So the Sifsei Tzadik, whose name is called the Hadush Yerim, Sifsei Tzadik asks a question, how's it Shayat, Yosef HaTzadik, Mami, she's a Kovai, she was a Tor, and he's interested in Kovit, and he says, tell my father all my Kovit, the Machabli, I'm the king, tell my father all about it. So he brings down a ma'isa kiyodua. There was a famous chasana. It was called the chasana of Ostila. Famous chasana. In the times of the Rebbe Rabbanu Mipshiska. And the chasana over there, the Rebbe of Mezhbish was marrying off his son. All people, the Hasidish Rebbes, came from all over. And it was a very controversial time because there was a big, a massive backlash at Rabbanim Pshischa. She had an eye on the Halach and Hasidus, and there was other Hasidim were angry at him, and there was a lot of rumors, and there were Moitzi Shemra against him. So Rabbanim sent the Kedusha, who was a younger man then, to represent him by the Chasson. He couldn't go. He sent the Kedusha in. So the one that presided over the whole affair there was the Apter Rebbe, the Ayin Yisrael. And he asked a kasha by one of the suitors. They were tumbling over it. Nobody knew. And the Chalushirim gave it to Eretz. Psh, the Apter Rebbe heard this. He's Machabad and the Shayach, or whatever. And then the topic of the Rebbe Rabbanim of Shishka came up. The Chalushirim, you know, he defended him. He said, I'm from the... There was a room over there, they don't learn anything. He said, I'm from the smallest of the smallest Talmidim. There's Gedolei Olam over there, he was saying. And the Maaseh Apter Rebbe was Mechabed, and was a whole matzah that he gave. So the Chedush Yerim wrote back to his Rebbe Rabbanim, and he told him about the whole Maaseh, what happened. And he says, they were Mechabed, Mimamish, Kibudim, Leroyim, Adma Oid. So Rabbanim showed the letter to a few of his Talmidim. He says, take a look how this younger man is totally from COVID. He has no shaykhus to COVID. Why? If a person would have shaykhus to COVID, he wouldn't be like, they mohabbed me, they gave me this, they gave me that, they put me up on a pedestal. This person's supposed to say that, right? The only one that could say that is someone that's removed from it. And he wanted to tell his rebels, to this design that I as your shliach, they will mohabbed me. But it wasn't they gave him an accuser. It says it's the same thing over here with Yosef. Yosef was telling his father, they gave me a lot of covet over here. And I attribute the covet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has nothing to do with me. But in order for Yosef to say he got it, Yosef himself had to be removed from covet. Otherwise he wouldn't be able to say, tell him I'm a chubid, I'm a sitting on a throne, and people, you know, it wouldn't be possible to say such a thing. So said your son Yosef. Come down to me. Don't delay. I know where you're going to live. You're going to live out there in Goshen. So the question over here is, the Mepharshim asked, you haven't seen your father in 22 years. So the natural tendency would be, come here, we'll live together, we'll be neighbors, we'll see each other, we'll learn together. Come here, don't delay, and you're going to move out there to Goshen. What's the Pshat? What kind of an argument is that? So Yosef Sholem Atmazon, in the Sefer Divrei Shol, he says, it's Ki Yodua that the Rosh, Reseftus Kedushin, but again, the Halachas of Kibud Ov Eim, he brings down that the Marami Rutenberg, from the moment he was Oilul and Gulul, he became a Rav, he stayed away from his father. He kept the distance from his father, Favos. Because in the Gemara, there's a Ganser Shaila. A person has to be mechaber his father. But what happens if the son is the father's Rebbe? So what's the halacha? The guy be standing up, and the guy be covered, and runs into problems. The Rosh was so passive as they stand up for each other. The father has to be mechaber the son, out his Rebbe, and the Rebbe has to be father, mechaber his father, off ki v'roveh. What happens if it's a b'zoyin ha-tayra? So you run into problems then. So Marami Rutenberg, in order to avoid any problems, he kept the distance from his father so it shouldn't run into any shaylas. So he wants to say it was the same thing with Yosef over here. On the one hand, Yosef was the Odin al-Khalaris and trying to use the Mishnah Lamelech. And he deserved covered Malchus. So Yaakov Avinu would have to be Mechabed Amat Zalelech. Neither of you. So Yosef had a Chiyiv to be Mechabed Yaakov al-Zalelech. And his Rebbe also. He ran into shaylas. The Meili said, you're Shafta Beres Goshen, you'll stay in the land of Goshen. That's the way Yosef Shol Natanzel wants to learn. I was thinking on a different mahalach. Next week's parasha, the Zohar HaKadosh says that the best years of Yaakov's life was in Mitzrayim. By Yechi Yaakov, it was the best years of his life. So the Argin Al-Yos says, in Eretz Yisrael, you know, then he had Tzoras Tzuras in Mitzrayim, the land of Tumah. That's where everything was perfect. What's the pshat? So Argin Al-Yos says that Yaakov Avinu, in the years that he was in Mitzrayim, had to pave the way for Klal Yisrael in Kiddush Kedusha in Tahara, they should be able to survive all the years in Golos. And he had to implant Kedusha there. And for that, he needed total concentration. So Yaakov Avinu would be in Mitzrayim proper, amidst the tumult. And amidst, you know, the tumult, they probably ask him for ages and for this and that. He would not have that menuchas ha-nefesh to be able to pave the way and to implant Kedusha for the survival of Klal Yisrael. And Mestamed also meant the survival of Klal Yisrael throughout the generations and the other Goliaths as well. So the Dafki Yosef said, you live in the land of Goshen, and there you're going to be able to do your avodah with Kedusha with Tahara and with menuchas ha-nefesh. So state when Yosef met Binyamin, Vayipol al Tzavorei Binyamin, he fell on the shoulders of Binyamin Vayev, uVinyamin Bocha al Tzavorov, and Binyamin cried on his shoulders. So Rashi says, Vayipol al Tzavorei Binyamin Vayev, what's Tzavorei? The Mishnah is called the Tzavor. Al Shnei Midoshay, Shasid Liyaz Bechelka Shal Binyamin, the two Bote Migdosh that will be in the Chelag of Binyamin, the Seifer Lecharim. Ubinyamin Bach al Tzavarov, Binyamin cried on his shoulders, al Mishkan Shiloh. Mishkan Shiloh, which was in the Chelag of Yosef. Somebody told me over, a neighbor of mine told me over a Meir different thing. He said, after World War II, that was a terrible Churban of World War II. So the Ger Rebbe de Mreyamis met the Belzer Rebbe Rabban, the Chayin and Tzadikim Levracha. Both of them lost vast kehilos. The Gera Chassidus, the Belza Chassidus, Mamish, Shrekelcha, Shrekelcha, Klap, and both of them were saved miraculously. So the Gera Rebbe said to the Belza Rebbe, what's the pshat over here? That Yosef cried for Binyamin's Churbanus, and Binyamin cried for Yosef's Churbanus. Why didn't each one cry for his own Churbanus? I think it was the Kedushirim that it was the Imre Emes that answered. On someone's own Churban, he doesn't cry, he builds. He doesn't have time to cry, he builds. On Yanim's Churban, for that you cry. He says, for Egin the Churbanis person, and we see that with the Gedolim that came in Eretz Yisrael and America, they didn't have time to cry. They went into immediate action, the Kloisenberger Rebbe. Remember, she was a skeleton. Immediately started shopping yeshiva here, started marriage, coming to America and raising money back. Enough time to cry. Satmar Rebbe, Rebbe Kotler, all the Gedolim that we built, they didn't have time to reflect. They went into building mode right away. For Yanim's Churban, for that Yavtzar. Or for Egin a Churban, for that a person, he stops to build. Yes, or Yosef Merkavta. Yosef, he mobilized his chariot, Vayal across Yisrael, Ovel Goshna, Vayera Elov, and he appeared to his father. So Rashi says, Vayera Elov, Yosef Nira El Oviv. Yosef appeared to his father. So the report was Rashi telling us over here. I mean, that's the pashtus of the pasuk. Vayes Yosef Merkavta, Vayal across Oviv. Right? And he appeared to him. It's all talking about Yosef. So if I stay to Yosef near El Odin, what's the Kiddush of the Pussy? What's Rashi rather telling us over here? So I saw this originally, Yoshem Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, that's all I see now. Yoshem the Granach of Naftali Trump says the same shot. He says Yosef was waiting for his father to come. And he had two kavanas in mind. Number one, 22 years he didn't see his beloved father. He missed the mamash as oiskeganin without his father's guidance. So he's mamash waiting to see his father and have the honor of seeing his father. Tzveitens, he wanted his father to see him. So he knew that his father missed him. Nafshe kshur benafshe. He knew that his father missed him. Zoktans the Taira of Lamaisa, when it came time to meeting him, Yosef went totally with the kavana of being mahana his father. Yosef nira el ovid. He was totally mevatel as Egin Eretzayinus, and Yosef nira el Oviv. Yosef appeared to his father, totally not interested in his Egin Ahanah, totally l'shem Shemayim. So I saw a pshat from Agoyin HaTzadik Rav Yitzchak Kogelman, Rosh Hashiva Lucerne in Switzerland, said, I'm already the pshat l'fi this. Though Gemara asks the kasha. It says Yaakov Avinu did not cry over Yosef. He was busy laying Kriya Shema. So what's the pshat? Was it this man Kriya Shema? Then Yosef should have laying Kriya Shema. If it wasn't this man Kriya Shema, was ever so all of a sudden Yaakov Avinu was laying Kriya Shema. So the Sforim say that Yaakov Avinu had such hanor from seeing Yosef that he wanted to dedicate that hanor, the first thing, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His simcha was so great, and his hanor was so great, he didn't want to take it for himself. He wanted it right away to mekabel on himself. Oh, Malchus Shamayim, I'm being machmas that simcha, I'm giving it away to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Peter Granat is very good. The Yaakov Avinu felt the hanor, and he felt the simcha. So he learned Kriya Shema, and he gave over the simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Yosef was not having his personal hanor now. Yosef, what happened, was mevatel himself totally for the hanor of his father. See, he didn't have that hanor at the moment. Hashem, he said, he didn't language. That's the way Rav Kopelman says, Pshat.